This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. It bears repeating that Rasmussen has come out with a new survey of likely voters, asking them who they vote for in the 2024 election if it's Trump against Biden, and Trump wins by a massive landslide, 45% to 32%, and even higher among independents who vote for Trump, 47-20. 27-point lead for Trump. And on top of that, Trump leads in states he lost in the 2020 election, according to a new poll obtained by Politico. Politico states that of likely voters in 2024, the former president led Biden by 8 points in Arizona, 3 points in Georgia, 12 points in Michigan, 6 points in Pennsylvania, and 10 points in Wisconsin. So, you know, you're just talking about a landslide for Trump. The poll highlights that if Trump were to run again, the 73 electoral votes from those states would put him back in the White House, which would make him only the second president in history to regain his position after losing an election. So he's doing much better on the issues that matter to voters than he is in winning their support. In other words, it's not that they love Trump, it's that they love his stance on issues. He's up double digits over Biden on the economy, but he's only, so 10 points he's up on the issue of the economy, but only up 3 points in general. So that's where Trump's weaknesses come to fore, his sometimes aggressive and offensive personality. You know, people are with him on the issues, and maybe for once, even I agree, he's got to tone down a little bit that personality. I always loved his personality. I always wanted him to attack, but, you know, not if you're in a big lead. You got a landslide win coming, and you don't want to, you know, you can't afford to turn off even a few percentage of women who don't like you talking rough. So, in any case, the poll has a 4-point margin of error, 95% confidence level, and it shows Trump winning all the states he lost, in the battleground states he lost in 2020. He's reversing those numbers. So, I mean, Trump has a great chance to win in 2024 if he doesn't blow it, and I think Democrats know that, and that's why my column, which I read in hour number one, and I'll read again in hour number three, are you ready, you know, for President Hillary Clinton? I think they're looking to immediately replace Biden, you know, in the new year, in 2022. I think Biden will be replaced before the year is up, probably before the first 6 months are up. They're going to get rid of Biden and Kamala, and they're going to bring in Hillary Clinton. I'm not sure who the VP will be. But I know that both Kamala and Biden are the most disliked presidents and vice presidents in history. And they can't be Trump with the current, you know, set of cards they've got, so they got to change the cards. You know, just like in poker. If your cards are no good, you throw them in the pile and you start again, or you throw them in the pile and you get new cards. And that's what they've got to do. And my guess is their plan is in play right now as we speak. Democrats know they can't win with Biden, they can't win with Kamala. And so they've got to get rid of those two and replace them. And it's not like you could just keep Kamala as VP and just name someone new as president, because Kamala is just bad news that's going to weigh down any ticket, even though people don't vote for the VP. In this case, they'll make a special exception. Everybody hates Kamala, as I pointed out in my commentary. You know, remember that show, Everybody Hates Chris Rock? Everybody Hates Chris. Well, everybody hates Kamala Harris. And I pointed out why in my column, because usually it gets balanced out. No matter how many men vote Republican, women like the Democrat candidate, especially a female Democrat candidate, but not in the case of Kamala Harris, because women hate talentless women who get to the top by screwing their way to the top. And every woman knows that's what Kamala Harris did. She screwed Willie Brown to start her political career and get all her jobs and all her patronage and all her success and all her contacts. It all came from freeing Willie. And so a lot of women don't like that and are turned off by that, off put by that. And so normally where a candidate is weak among men, a liberal candidate, they're strong among women. But not when the woman has the track record of Kamala Harris. And as I said, now we're number one. The delusional thing about the Democrat Party is they think they might replace Biden or Kamala Harris with Mayor Pete Buttigieg. I just call him Butthead. Mayor Pete Butthead, the gay mayor of South Bend, who's now the transportation secretary simply because he's gay. He had no background in transportation. He knew nothing about the field at all. And he's involved in, you know, in arguably as important a position as you've got in the United States of America. Right up there with Secretary of State. You know, because other than stumbling into or causing a war with a foreign enemy, there's nothing more devastating than supply chain issues. The United States of America has big supply chain issues and big trucking issues with the vaccine mandate. And this guy who's in charge has no idea what he's doing, and he isn't in touch with any common sense of any kind. And I just don't have the slightest idea how anybody could believe that America likes this guy and is ready for this guy. Because first he has to overcome being gay. Don't tell me that Americans have no problem with that, because you're lying. You're just lying. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just telling you lots of Americans have a big problem with a gay president. So first he has to overcome that. And then you have to overcome being liberal and gay. And then you have to overcome ruining the supply chain of the United States of America. I mean, why is he any different than that guy? I've said this on the show before. When Bush, after Hurricane Katrina, said to his FEMA director, whose last name was Brown, and I forget the first name, but if you could look it up for me, Chris, look up FEMA director under Bush. George W. Bush, not H.W., George W. Bush, during Hurricane Katrina, he called him Brownie, and he said, "Great job, Brownie," and his name was something Brown. And I just don't understand Michael Brown. The media went nuts that Bush said, "Great job, Brownie," when he clearly wasn't doing a great job. And it showed how out of touch Bush was with what was really going on the ground in New Orleans. People were starving and people were dying of thirst and food, and they didn't have any food. They didn't know where to go to the bathroom. Bathrooms were overflowing in the Astrodome, and or maybe it was the New Orleans Dome. I don't know, whatever the hell it was. Superdome. Bathrooms were exploding and overflowing. It's just the most disgusting scene possible. And I guess everybody was just defecating where they were standing because the bathrooms are no good. Women got raped. And he's going, "Great job, Brownie." And it made him look like the most out-of-touch president ever. Whether he was or not, he looked like the most out-of-touch president ever. And by the way, probably deservedly so, because normally I say, what does the president know? He doesn't know what's going on down there. But he should have known what was going on down there. That was one of the worst catastrophic weather-related events in America's history. And you have to get reports from the ground, and you got to trust those reports are from your good people, and they're going to give you the truth. And, of course, he wasn't being given the truth. Brownie was lying to him and telling him everything was okay, but it wasn't okay. Michael Brown was a liar. I'll say allegedly a liar, or the media painted him as a liar. But that was the thing that destroyed Bush's presidency, the results of Katrina and how he said, "Great job, Brownie," and Brownie was doing a horrible job. Well, Biden basically has said again and again, "Great job, Butthead." Mayor Pete Butthead, "Great job, Butt. Great job, Butthead." And we all know that the supply chain is screwed up and dysfunctional because of the policies of Biden and Butthead. So how can you say great job, Butthead? Why is this any different than Hurricane Katrina, number one? Number two, why is it any different than the situation with Michael Brown? He got the job through patronage. He was a big donor to Bush, so Bush gave him the job of director of FEMA. And he wasn't qualified for that job. Just because you give someone money doesn't mean you know what to do when there's a natural disaster. So, just because you're gay doesn't mean you know what to do when there's a supply chain problem. So for Democrats to say this is the next guy, he's going to be the next president following Biden, that is funny. That is delusional. That is weird. Just weird. And by the way, I've told you this for weeks on the show, that there's this mystery going on in America. Everybody is sick. The emergency rooms and the ICUs are overwhelmed and overflowing, and they call it a mystery. They have no idea why. Well, I know why. The vaccines are killing people and crippling people. Here's a headline. Health officials in Los Angeles are baffled by surging disease in LA's most vaccinated communities. They're baffled. They don't have any idea. Why would everyone be sick in those vaccinated communities? It doesn't make sense. We're medical geniuses and we have no idea. This is why people that go to Harvard with fancy degrees behind their name are really idiots with no common sense. They were just book smart and passed a few exams. They have no common sense, or they're just lying frauds. The vaccines have unleashed a lot of injuries and death, and they just won't or can't see it or admit it. And so all over this country, in the most vaccinated cities, everybody's sick and the hospitals are overflowing and overwhelmed. And it's a combination of vaccine injuries, A, I've got this from all my nursing friends, vaccine injuries, A, and B, a shortage of nurses because they decided you have to take the vaccine. It's mandated. And the nurses said, screw you, and they quit. And there's nobody to treat anybody.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John Jubilee with Energized Health, and have we got to be thankful today. Wayne Allen Root listeners get 40% off of our Energized Health protocol that reverses illnesses and disease that causes unbelievable fat loss, muscle gain, intercellular hydration. And if you've been waiting, you've been procrastinating, we're going to make it pay for you. Because Black Friday only, one day only, you get an extra 50% off. That's right. So you need to reach out to us today. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or log on to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com. This is going to be your greatest year ever. Don't wait for a resolution. Have a revolution.
Raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. What's happening in Vegas, I always say, doesn't stay in Vegas. It's a microcosm of what's happening all over the country. Vegas is the crossroads of America. And I assure you, whatever's happening in Vegas is happening everywhere. And we have this massive crime wave in Las Vegas. And, you know, statistics be damned. I'm telling you, crime is out of control. And I live in the beautiful Summerlin area, which is the Beverly Hills of Las Vegas. You know, we've got Red Rock Casino, a $2 billion casino. It's beautiful, shopping center and bowling alley and an ice skating rink. And I don't know, there's a million things to do at Red Rock Casino. Tons of restaurants and beautiful, gleaming casino. We've got downtown Summerlin, one of the most beautiful shopping centers you've ever seen. And Tivoli Village, one of the most beautiful shopping centers you've ever seen. It's very upscale restaurants up the yin-yang. Summerlin's great, but Summerlin is enduring such a crime wave. And this is happening all over Vegas and all over the United States. The criminals have gone wild. And just last night, murder in a restaurant in Summerlin. Never heard of anything like that. Never heard of anything like that in my whole life. Murder in a restaurant in Summerlin, a restaurant called Teriyaki Madness on the corner of Charleston and Town Center Drive. And I think it's an Albertson shopping center. And somebody followed a guy in the restaurant, shot him dead, and one bullet hit a waitress. So one dead and one injured. And it's just nothing like that has ever happened in Vegas. And in the last few months, there's been two other murders in Summerlin in people's homes with burglars breaking in and killing them. And there's been tons of break-ins and tons of problems. And a lot of it is happening, it's happening all over Vegas, but I'm seeing a lot of it is happening in Summerlin, this rich area. And same thing's happening in other cities. My friends tell me, you know, the richer neighborhoods of Los Angeles and San Francisco, just like the crime wave in Walnut Creek, where they figured out how the way to loot is to send 25 cars filled with four people in each car. So 100 people to loot a department store and 25 cars to block the road so police can't get in or out. They block the road and the 100 criminals are running around like madmen with whatever they can grab. Maybe they grab $1,000 each. That's 100 people times 1,000 each. It's $100,000 you steal. And yet each person is 1,000, which is, you know, or right under 1,000, which means they only get a death ticket if they get caught. And the police can't catch them because, A, the cars are blocking the road, and, B, there's 100 of them. 97 will get away, and maybe they'll catch three. And those three will get quickly out on no bail. This is what's going on in the United States of America. It's liberal DAs, liberal prosecutors, liberal police chiefs, all funded by Soros, liberal mayors, liberal governors. It's a nightmare. And all kinds of bad things are happening in Summerlin and throughout Las Vegas. And Vegas is the hottest city in America. I mean, people are moving in numbers you can't believe because they all realize California is unlivable. Even though it's still beautiful weather, that never changes. Beautiful place to live, beautiful weather, beautiful palm trees, beautiful beaches. Doesn't matter. It's unlivable. You can't afford the taxes and you can't afford the regulations if you're a business owner. You can't afford the legal fees. You got to get out of California. You know, it's like that movie with Kurt Russell, Escape from California. That was called Escape from L.A. or was Escape from New York? Oh, they had two movies, both with Kurt Russell, I assume, yeah? Escape from New York, Escape from L.A., and that's what's happening. Escape from L.A., Escape from New York. And the third one's Escape from Chicago. Everybody's running for their lives from Chicago. So I just read the other day that a large percentage of the black population has left Chicago because they can't take the constant shootings and robberies. Can't take it anymore. You can't live in a place like that. Who wants to live in a place where at night you hear gunshots all the time and your kids' lives are in danger if a stray bullet hits them while they sleep in their bed or while they're sitting up watching TV in the living room? So everyone's running away from these cities, and a lot of them are coming to Las Vegas, and I'm sure they're bringing a lot of the crime with them. A lot of criminals are moving here, a lot of gangbangers, a lot of Crips and Bloods are probably moving here, a lot of MS-13s probably moving here. So we've got some crime problems, just as the rest of the country does. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. They track you, where you go on the internet. They know your internet history, and it's all being sold by your ISP, and it's happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, family, or personal, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only $6.95 a month. Use code WAR. Get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden issuing a travel ban to restrict incoming travel from South Africa and seven other countries beginning Monday as concerns over the new Omicron coronavirus variant continue. Dr. William Schaffner is with the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Division of Infectious Diseases. Tells CNN this is a variant we need to be concerned about.
Clearly is a variant of concern. That notches it right up there. They're concerned about how rapidly it is spreading. They're concerned whether it causes more severe disease. And, of course, they're concerned about whether our current vaccines will protect against it.
President Biden did call former President Trump a racist when he restricted travel from China during the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw Podcast. The War Raw Podcast, if you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Now video on the weekends. I've got a video podcast with my best of the best, America's top 10 best and most controversial and most important stories of the week for conservatives, Christians, patriots, deplorables, anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. That's the audio portion. The video you can find at RootForAmerica.com, R-O-O-T, RootForAmerica.com. The Gateway Pundit usually has each week my top 10, America's top 10 weekend podcast, and many other places. But the main place you start is RootForAmerica.com for the video, for the audio, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play. Okay, we've got our guest here, Lindsay Kernute, Press Secretary for the Heritage Action Foundation. Even though this show is syndicated nationwide, it begins right here at home in Las Vegas. That's where I live. That's where I run the show out of. Las Vegas, Nevada, I consider it the crossroads of America. And therefore, we've got a little Nevada story. And I always say everything that happens here doesn't stay here. It spreads across the country. So you know it applies to the rest of the country. So we've got Lindsay here to talk about it. Lindsay, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. So great to be with you.
All right. So you guys at Heritage are running ads targeting our representative, our congresswoman, who I can't stand, Susie Lee, and four other Democrats in Congress over their support for raising the state and local SALT deduction cap change. Tell everybody exactly what that means.
Sure, yeah. So you got it right. We're running a TV ad buy against Susie Lee in particular, but this is over these five Democrats and their previous support, or they're not coming out against the SALT deduction cap, which basically is a payoff. It is a tax break for these blue states that have very high taxes. And basically what it does, Mississippi is bailing out Manhattan at the end of the day. That's what happens with that. So these blue state bailouts, they go mainly to millionaires. I think it reserves about $200 billion in this plan for these tax breaks. So this is something that we're very against, and we have been calling on these House Democrats who are in more red or more purple-ish states to stand up for their constituents and protect their tax dollars and not let them go to these blue states and get these bailouts. So Susie Lee is one of these members that we're targeting. They had that vote on the Build Back Better plan last week, which included that SALT deduction cap raise, and she did vote for it. So we're calling her out over her support for this now and really calling attention to how disastrous this policy is.
Well, you know, the average American is asleep at the switch, Lindsay, and they just have no idea. Nobody has any clue that the House passed the Build Back Better bill. We're waiting for the Senate. What's going to happen? I think if they pass it, it's kind of a long way down the road to destroying America. I can't say we're completely finished, but I can say that it's going to be hard for us to build back as patriots and Republicans and conservatives, capitalists, to build back. This thing's going to destroy our country. And the average person has no idea, but certainly no one in the Democrat Party, Democrat voters, have no idea that they're giving away money to the rich, that they're going to allow you to, I think now it's $10,000, the most you can deduct from state and property taxes, and I think they're raising it to like 60 or 80,000? What are they raising it to?
Yeah, you're right there. So in the Trump tax cuts, he brought that deduction cap down, making sure that if these blue states are taxing individuals, it's laying out on them and encouraging states to really lower their taxes then. But this Democrat bill is bringing that up. You're right. I think it's around $60,000 to $80,000. So, and you're right. Democrat voters have no idea. They think that their party representatives are the party of tax the rich. They're the ones that are going after the rich, making them pay their quote unquote fair share. But behind closed doors, they're giving tax breaks to their basically campaign donors. There are these millionaires in blue states. I think under this provision, it's something like 2/3 of millionaires would get a tax break. So That isn't family taxing the rich to me. It sounds like what they're doing is they're giving a tax break to the wealthy on behalf of people like you and me, people in the middle class and in these red states. They're the ones that are going to be footing the bill. So I don't think Democrats know that, and we're trying to make sure Republicans and Democrats are seeing this and just make sure Americans know what their representatives are voting for.
Right, because this is a way of saying people in my state, Nevada, who have zero income tax, we are subsidizing people in California and New York who have large income tax. That's the reason those people are leaving New York and California and Illinois and other liberal big blue states. And they're moving to Nevada. We're getting richer. Our home values are going up because they can't stand the fact that they're limited how much they can deduct. They've all got such big mouths. They're so pro-tax. I'm a very anti-tax guy. They're pro-tax. And yet I notice when it comes to themselves, they're big hypocrites and they're not so pro-tax, are they?
You're definitely right. And this is something that I think the average Democrat voter thinks that they're making sure that the wealthy and other people pay their fair share. They're in these blue states even, and they don't really like being taxed out of control. So they're moving to states like Nevada. They're moving to states with like Texas that have these much lower income taxes and property taxes. But unfortunately, they're probably bringing their politics with them and voting for these blue politicians and these Democrats who are going to raise taxes. So we've got to make sure that doesn't happen. I mean, if they're moving to these anti-tax states, great. That's amazing. I hope that they're moving there to make sure that they're paying less in taxes and not bringing this very regressive and just intense tax plan with them.
No, it's regressive, but it's not regressive when it comes to really rich people. You know, if you've got a $65,000 deduction, I got news for you. You got very high property taxes and a very big house, and you're very rich. The most recent version of the House's reconciliation package includes a provision that would provide $68,000 for each of the top 0.35% of tax filers in the U.S. That's the tiny, tiny, tiny percent at the top. And $45 in tax cuts for the bottom 81%. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the Democrats have morphed into the party of the super rich.
Yep, and that's not all. I'm looking at a list of some of the other provisions in this. They're giving $2 billion to trial lawyers. They're giving Tesla tax credits. And they're also including this child care package, which is the largest provision within this bill that would give families in D.C. 10 times more than those in states like Alabama or states that have a technically lower median income. So this bill is not about building back better. It's not about making sure the middle class is rising up. It's not about stopping inflation. It's about paying off people that they were supported by, paying off their rich friends in these blue states. And it's upsetting. And I don't think the American people truly see I don't think the American people are truly seeing and understanding what's in this. So that's why us at Heritage Action, we're really making sure to get the word out and get people to understand what's truly in this $1.75 trillion bill.
Yes, and Susie Lee is the main target, and she's in CD3, I believe, here in Nevada, correct? CD3, 3rd Congressional District. And we've got some great Republican candidates running against her in the Republican primary. Whoever wins that, I, of course, will give them all of my backing. And we want to knock Susie Lee out. She's a terrible congresswoman. By the way, when you talk this plan will not reduce inflation, the Commerce Department today said, Biden's Commerce Department said today inflation is the fastest yearly pace in 31 years. So this is not transitory. This is not a small thing. It's not a one-day thing. We're headed for a period of stag hyperinflation. Bad news for the average middle-class American, especially at the gas pump.
Yes, you're exactly right. And we just heard yesterday Biden saying that he's going to fix the entire gas crisis with these 50 million, I think, barrels of oil. But that's only
I think they last two days, if I read correctly, right? It's a joke.
And it's a joke. You're completely right. He thinks that he's solving these crises, but he's not. He's just putting a show on and expecting Americans to go along with it. But we're standing up and we're calling him out for what he's truly doing, which is dividing Americans and really splitting us up and not helping the middle class.
I'm sure I'm older than you, Lindsay. I'm 60 years old, and I was a fan of Ronald Reagan. And Reagan once said, Democrats know so much, it's a shame all of it is wrong. And that's what you're getting from Joe Biden. They know lots of things, but everything is wrong. It's not a cure for the economy. it's a death blow to the economy, you know. And if they think they care for the average American and they feel bad about what's going on, it's only because they're the ones causing it. Biden is causing a disaster for the average American. Did you see the polls today out of Rasmussen that if the election were held today among likely voters, Trump is winning by a landslide, 45 to 32, 13-point landslide. Yeah. So
the mean tweets. I thought everyone was upset over those, but I'd much rather have those than this inflation, these crazy gas prices, this division that we're seeing now.
And the supply chain nightmare that's going on with the guy they think is they claim the White House thinks the perfect guy to replace Biden if he doesn't run is Mayor Pete, the transportation secretary. Meanwhile, he's in charge of the supply chain of the United States, and he's on maternity leave. And he's getting 3 months of paid maternity leave.
Yeah, you're right. He just knows so much about transportation, I guess. The secretary as well, they all have no clue what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm a very pro-gay Republican. I don't care if you're gay. It's great. Be gay. It's wonderful. Do whatever you want in your bedroom. But if you got your job running the supply chain in the United States and your only qualification is that you're gay, that's probably a really bad idea. It's turned out to be a really bad idea. So I was right. You can't get a job because you're black or you're gay. You get a job because you're good at doing the job. Lindsay Kernute, Press Secretary for the Heritage Action Foundation. Thanks for all you do at Heritage. Appreciate it, Lindsay.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, Commerce Department. Inflation, fastest yearly pace in 31 years. Great job there, Biden. You're just doing a knockout job, aren't you? Yeah, you're knocking out the middle class. You're destroying them. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn-Root, the root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Hi, there are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness. And the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
K
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I am, in fact, raw and unfiltered. I do, in fact, say whatever comes to mind. I really am a guy who says what all of you are thinking. That's my whole key to my success. High energy, in your face, raw truth, say what you're thinking. That no one else has the guts to say to say out loud, I say. And at my wedding, actually, this past weekend, one of the biggest performers in all of Las Vegas sang for us. And he made the comment that, Wayne Root, I listen to you every day and I love you. And you got the biggest balls I've ever heard in my life, ever seen in my life, ever experienced in my life. He said, you don't have two balls, you have five balls. And the crowd just laughed. It was a good line, but it's true. I just say what everybody else wants to say, but they're afraid to say it, or they get fired for saying it. And that's my job. You know, it's an opinion show. I can say what I want to say. It's my show. It's my baby. And I tell you what I think, and it just happens to be what millions of people are thinking and wish someone would say, and I say it. The Commerce Department says inflation is at its fastest yearly pace in 31 years. It rose 5% in the 12 months through October, the most significant monthly jump since 1990. And you got to understand something. The government is fraud. The government is pure fraud. If I ever did any of the things government does, all the lies, all the fraud, all the misrepresentation, the way they twist facts, as a businessman, I would go to prison. Government lies about everything. And when government tells you inflation was 5%, it rose the highest since 1990 in 31 years, the reality is the inflation index doesn't include all the things that are going up the most. They took them out. The inflation index never includes food or energy, the two things that are going up the most. So inflation isn't 5%. Inflation's 10 or 15%. Maybe it's 11 or 12%. It's an absolute nightmare. All right, this article is out. Flight attendants share about the bad reactions to COVID-19 vaccine. You've got to know. No one's willing to say this. Even if you assume for most people it's fine, I don't believe that. And even if you assume that people willingly take it, I don't believe that. But even if you assume it's okay for most people, is it okay to you that like one out of five people either die or suffer crippling injuries from the vaccine, and you're one of the other four, so you don't care? But you might care 6 months from now when it's you. You might care a year from now when it's you. I don't know why 4 out of 5 maybe have no problems when they get the vaccine. And 1 out of 5, crippling injuries, or it kills them. I don't know why. The other 4 are okay. But the other 4 better start worrying. They really better, because I think it's a sign of what's to come for everybody. Okay? Flight attendants share bad reactions to COVID-19. Lisa Williams, a flight attendant for a major airline, didn't want to take the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, but against her conscience, she rolled up her sleeve in tears on September 2nd in order to keep her job and feed her 3 boys. I sat down in the chair, rolled up my sleeve, prayed, asked God to forgive me, and I cried, she told the Epoch Times. The minute they stuck the needle in my arm, pain went through my neck, and I've not been the same since. Williams won't disclose the airline she works for, but she got the vaccine in order to keep her job. I didn't have a choice. I have bills to pay, 3 boys to put through school. The day she received the vaccine, Williams began to have and muscle spasms. She said she went to bed and stayed there for 4 days in an almost coma-like state. If it hadn't been for good friends, I would have laid in that bed and died, she said. On September 7th, 4 of my friends came over and made me go to the ER. Other symptoms began to develop. I felt as if an elephant was sitting on my chest, pausing between sentences to breathe properly. My lungs to this day will not fill all the way up. My eyes were swollen almost shut. I had nausea, fatigue, coughing. Before taking the vaccine, she only took hormone supplements for postmenopausal symptoms. Other than vitamins and stuff to regulate my hormones, I didn't take one medication. I went to the gym. I worked out. I was healthy, in great shape. Along with the physical discomfort she's experiencing, her health issues have caused financial issues. After being off of work for 8 weeks because of all the pain, she filed a workman's compensation claim, which was rejected. I didn't have any time built in my sick bank. I am thousands of dollars in credit card debt. Before this, I had 0 balance in my credit cards. It's all medical-related debt. So although difficult for her, Williams returned to work after 8 weeks because she had no choice. She's devoted 3 decades to her job, and since receiving the vaccine, day-to-day living has been difficult. Work is even harder, but she says, no choice, has to go on. I have to work, have to pay my bills, she said, sobbing. I'm in constant pain. I'm on anti-inflammatories and pills for migraines. It cost me $100 a pill. Initially, she applied for a religious exemption, was denied, then applied for a medical exemption because she had already had COVID-19, but the airline wouldn't accept natural immunity as an exemption. People's lives are being ruined left and right. Williams said her next step is to go to the Cleveland Clinic, where they seem to understand the negative effects of the vaccine against the CCP virus. The Epoch Times, with Williams' consent, obtained an official diagnosis from her doctor, which lists her as having an adverse reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine, which includes fatigue, myalgia, and joint pain. I was forced to play Russian roulette with my life to save my career and provide for my family.
Wow.
And this article is filled with, like, 5 different flight attendants whose lives have been ruined, and they did it for the money because they couldn't afford to not have a job to pay for their families and their mortgages. And almost all of them missed 2 months of work, and some of them are never going back to work because they're in such pain and their health is so bad. So now they're broke and they're living in misery, and you can't sue. You can't sue total immunity for the vaccine manufacturer.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.